Hello, Blizzards.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Wow. You all sound so excited to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have a new album out today. Round of applause, Blizzards. Legends. So, The Last Great Algorithm.
That's it.
Prezi, you know the meaning behind The Last Great Algorithm.
I think we do. We all have our own little meanings behind it. But yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, the idea was that the thing is literally, we felt like algorithms now, literally. So we kind of stopped playing about 5-6 years ago. The music industry is completely different. It's all like, everything is like algorithm, everything. And we kind of felt the one thing that we haven't figured out yet in algorithms, our own heads. So that was the kind of idea behind it. And that's The Last Great Algorithm. Is that enough? Should I stop? Enough explanation.
What I love about you guys, yes, I do love you.
Thanks very much.
And you have been challenging these musical algorithms that are taking over the charts. And we were...
What do you mean? Our streaming's terrible. Our streaming numbers are terrible. We're making a protest. Don't stream our music. We're challenging the algorithm.
No, because we were down at the IFI recently and we were there to witness the launch of your short film, your mockumentary, the Who Wants to Be in a Guitar Band mockumentary, which is absolutely hilarious. And it's just the most perfect reaction to things that you're witnessing in the music industry.
We kind of said, like, if we come back and put a record out, like without, generally when you don't have a kind of machine or label behind, it's you can get music out very quickly and easily, which is great. But for us, we wanted to do something slightly different, and we wanted to make a film documentary, kind of in some kind of way telling a funny story, how the industry's changed so much.
When I was down at the launch of your film, the one thing that struck me was the demographic of the room. It was filled with really young, like teenagers, and then people right through who've been following you from the start.
Yeah, yeah, it's like their mother making their daughter go.
I think people were quite curious about the film. I think there was an element of curiosity what we were trying to do and what we were doing, and a lot of people. I mean, we showed it was at the Galway Film Flat, and when we sat at the back, people, there was six films, there were six short films, and they were amazing, but they were really quite kind of intense. There was taking on many kind of social issues of short films, are really beautifully shot and all. But I was like, oh my God, they're going to put us in at the end and people are going to walk out and kind of, this is just ridiculous. Why are we here? And then they showed it. And for the first 5 minutes, I don't think people realized whether they were allowed to laugh because they were like, is this actually real?
Right.
Is this serious? And there was a lovely little hazy kind of twilight zone where they weren't sure. And then when we kind of said, please laugh, they started to laugh and realized that, okay. Exactly. And it was the same in the IFI. There was that certain, what in the name of God is this?
Will you play a song from the new album, and the one kind of ties into everything we're talking about?
Well, yeah, the song that kind of inspired the film and the film inspired the song, and it came from a particular, when we released our last single, we released a single in between albums, and it was like, one of the feedbacks was, it's too guitar-y. We're like, wah.
Okay, take it away. The Blizzards from their new album, The Last Great Algorithm, Who Would Want to Be in a Guitar Band, Today FM.
To be in a guitar band, you know I've really been wondering why the radio won't play these jams. Even your friends aren't listening to you anymore. So who would want to be in a guitar band? It kind of feels like we're just standing in the wrong queue, like a bad kid in high school. And when we try to write a banger that could break through, we ask, what would Drake do? Streaming charts, know your place, vocal chops, 808s. But who would want to be in a guitar band? You know I've really been wondering why the radio won't play these jams. Even your friends aren't listening to you. So who would want to be in a guitar band? Maybe I should try and get myself a hype crew, pop the drums for the live show. If we're gonna make that Spotify breakthrough, we gotta lose the solo. Kick drum drops, melt your face, headline slots, there's no spot. Who would want to be in a guitar band? Even your friends aren't listening to you.
Class, lads. Who would want to be in a guitar band by the Blizzards on Today FM with Dermot and Dave? Lads, you've got a new album, which must mean there's a new tour.
Yeah, we've a few bits on, I think. Yeah, we do, yeah.
We're all over the country, and if you go on to blizzards.ie, you'll see we have gig, and our first gig of the tour is in Warren Point. It's our first time playing Warren Point, and in Skylight Room, yeah. So that's the first one. When is that? Friday week?
Yeah.
And then Dolan's, Cypress Avenue, Listowel, Mike the Pies, we got Whelan's, help us out here, Spirit Tour. Oh.
Yeah. There's one on Port Leash,
Cavanaugh,
you've got them in front of you.
Thanks for making a struggle, Dave. Just read the ones you have out there.
You're doing very well.
I'm starting to sweat now, Dave.
No, you have them all.
October 26th?
Whelan's, yeah. And then you're opening for the Cronas as well, December 28th.
Castlebar. And the last time we played with the Cronas was in the student bar in UCD, where our dressing room was the men's toilets and our seats were the urinals. So that was the last time we played with the Cronas. So I'm looking forward to a slightly.
Do you remember the first Blizzards gig?
Yeah, we
Banbricks, yeah, wasn't it?
Banbricks in Mullingar,
It went well, yeah. It was in a place called Banbricks, which is now shut and closed, and it was an open mic session, and I had just retired from rugby at the time, and I had literally no hair. So as I was, you asked me for
16
tickets,
and half stone,
so I was completely bald head. Yeah. So I think people clapped because they were just relatively intimidated. We were any good whatsoever, but we kept together.
And do you think, what was the quality of your music at that point? Was the Blizzard sound there from the very beginning?
I think at the start we were very kind of ska punk kind of stuff. We used to do a lot of ska, reggae type things, you know.
Louise, at what point did you join?
Oh, she's in now, is she?
She's only on test. Ago.
So we don't have to pay for this session.
They carry me around in a guitar case.
Yeah,
2 years ago. So they were kind of getting back on the scene and I started doing a little bit of writing with them.
What's that process like joining a band that has been so well established?
Well, they put me through my paces. They're like looking at me like,
yeah, right.
I just got the albums for the first time and then listened to them. I actually was into the Blizzards. There was a little bit, like, I won't lie, like, I was a little bit intimidated by it when I started and I really wanted it to work.
And Jason Newsted famously joined Metallica and was hazed out of the group. Are you fearful of that, Louise, or are they being nice to you? Because we need to know now. Blink twice. Justin is bullying you.
People, so I wouldn't.
They are treating me well.
Yeah.
Let's do another tune. Are we going to go into your back catalogue for this?
We are going to our back catalogue because you told us to. So
we did.
We're just going to do what you tell
for
us.
For God's sake, let's stop playing the news. So play a hit, will you?
That's
it's your fault. I got a hit in the first place.
So what are you going to do for us?
We're going to play Fantasy.
All right, here's the Blizzards and Fantasy. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Take it away, lads.
Seduction. You could stamp it on my forehead and I still wouldn't catch on. But why can't you see? Whoa. What you're doing to me? You know you are my fantasy. You make me really tilly and I wanna be your fantasy. You know I can't be sexy when I wanna be. The temperature is rising, but you're as cold as ice. I said, stuck you at night.
Thank you. Fantasy by the Blizzards on Today FM, celebrating the release of their brand new album, The Last Great Algorithm. We are very, very excited about it. And, I mean, one of the main reasons to be excited is that our Dave here is on backing vocals.
We did a Jason Newsted on him, kind of whizzled him out.
On the mix.
Do you know how that happened? Just to finish, he came up to the studio to say hello to us and ended up on the entire album. He just wouldn't leave. He goes, do you not have kids, Dave?
Now we have to play their songs if you're on the album.
Exactly. Best of luck with the new record, The Last Great Algorithm, out today. They're in store in Tower Records in Dublin today at 6:30 if you want to go see an in-store, and then check out the website theblizzards.ie for all the tour dates, because they'll forget them, but they will be there on the day.
And by the way, I play the triangle and the recorder. You could have asked me as well. Okay
Dermot, thanks. Yeah,
who wants to be in a recorder band?
Come on, lads, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks very much,
Dermot and Dave on Today FM with the Blizzards.